back to the show. Thank you very much to Mayor Eric Genrich. You know, he's a good dude. And the city of Green Bay is really well represented and well led, I think, by him. And it's interesting to kind of follow his career of where, you know, he was. He's a brilliant guy, you know, and I think he was an aide down in Madison, and then in the state assembly, and worked his way up and you know, earned the trust of the people of Green Bay. And he's a genuinely good person, and it's hard to find that in politics. It really is. You know, we kind of talk about, it's not left versus right, it's right versus wrong. But Eric is someone that can really just know what the right thing is. And he has such a unique ability to explain why it's right. You know, I there's not a lot of people that can do that. I know I sure can't. And it's cool to see the things that he's doing in Green Bay. If you haven't come to the community, come check it out. You know, the skyline is different. The arts and the entertainment is different. The restaurants are different. There's a lot going on here. And I think he'll never admit it, but he does deserve a lot of credit for it. And I think it starts with, and we talked about it a little bit, being able to meet people where they are. And, you know, I kind of talked about my moment that I had when I was in the Brown County Board and local elected office. That changed a lot of my perspective, like a lot of my perspective. And I hope, you know, as we get into the Christmas season, holiday season, whatever, it really would take people talking about some of these things to get people to have a Scrooge moment. You know, I went to on this week, I went once, my son, it was his birthday, and I took him to A Christmas Carol. My dad plays the role of Scrooge, okay, at Evergreen Theater. It's going to be done by the time this airs, but he was Scrooge. And when I was, and this is why it's important and kind of meaningful to our family. When I was little, I was Tiny Tim. My brother was Tiny Tim, and then it was myself, and my dad was Bob Cratchit, you know, and so our family's been involved in that performance for a while. So it's really cool to see my dad now have that lead role, and he knocked it out of the park. I was so proud of him. It was really, really cool to see. But I think a takeaway from that is just to step outside yourself, because you look at what happened with Scrooge and the three ghosts that came. They took him outside of himself. They took him outside of where he is. I always say that growth begins at the end of your comfort zone. That's like kind of my personal motto. And for me, when I took that meeting at the library, I stepped out of my comfort zone to see the need that other people had. And it really takes you or anyone that moment of humility, that moment of, okay, let's pause here and try to picture yourself in a different situation. That's what it takes. You know, and I love this time of year because, you know, I kind of get sentimental about, you know, what gifts that we have that aren't physical, you know, the gifts that we give to people, the gifts that we receive, you know, of love and of time and of, you know, humility and appreciation, those things that can't be wrapped. It takes that type of a level of understanding to just pause and say, okay, let's grow as a person. And I wish that for everybody. And we talked a little bit about with Mayor Genrich, there is an older person who, you know, wore a red hat and did a Stop the Steal event and all of these things. And yet he's able to reach across that proverbial aisle, because there's no aisles in local government. It's all, you know, we're all nonpartisan ish. But he's able to build a bridge and say, okay, let's work together. Let's do the right thing for the most people. And I try to do that here. And I know civic media does a remarkable job at that as well, because, man, this stuff is hard. It's really hard. And it's so sad when things happen like this week in Green Bay or Schwabenon, sorry, Eric, where we had that incident of people being accosted in the mall and labeled horrible things by a very proud racist person. And it's sad where people will go online and they'll say, oh, where's the full video? Where's the, you know, you should see what did they say before that? I don't care. I don't care. There's no excuse for that, period. Done. There's no excuse for that. And people need to be able to step outside themselves and see that. You know, like it's something that we all need to do. See the humanity in others. It's not, you know, this is about right versus wrong. That's wrong. And I don't need to see the rest of the video. I don't need to see, you know, there's someone's like, oh, she was talking about the yelling at her for the clothes she was wearing, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Like, I don't care if they said you have a blue face. You don't do those things to someone else. And I think we have an opportunity in this time of, you know, the holiday season. Maybe we can be someone's ghost of Christmas past, present, or yet to come, and help other people see outside themselves, and not necessarily do it right in their face, but just be like Mayor Genrich, you know, a soft but firm and kind voice that brings people to their best self. Let's all do that. And I appreciate every one of you hanging out with us on this episode of The Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you next week. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.